All right, we're here with Jack Lowell, the man, the myth, and the Jack Lowell of real estate. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, I've done every unpaid job in the county I can think of.
Well, I'll make sure that you don't get paid for this also.
Thanks, I figured that, Jim.
All right. Now, Jack, you have a great perspective. You're with Colliers. You just joined Colliers. A whole bunch you did. Tell me a little bit about the growth and expansion of Colliers here in the market.
So this is a period when several of the firms in our industry are consolidating and expanding, or consolidating or expanding, and Colliers fits into that category. They're a major international firm with 500 offices, and they are converting a number of their franchise operations into owned businesses.
Wow.
And that's happened here in Florida. In fact, recently, the Arnold organization, which had the Colliers franchise on the West Coast.
He's terrific.
Lee Arnold is a legend in the business.
Oh, yes.
And so they are now a wholly owned operation, along with what was Point Group here in Cocoa Grove.
Right. And now, Jack, what's your role at Colliers now?
So I'm heading up the office section of the group in terms of tenant representation. And so we have a number of both landlord and tenant rep assignments here in the three-county area.
Well, that's great. That puts you in a unique position to discuss what's really going on in the small business market. We had Jay on from Total Bank, who's banking the local community bank market sector. What's going on with the businesses? You know, you rep tenants everywhere from 3,000 to 50,000 square feet. What's going on in that sector?
So we have some very exciting things happening on the entrepreneurial end. Oh. So if you take WeWork, didn't exist like 5 years ago.
Of course.
They just anchored a building in Brooklyn taking 200,000 square feet.
Wow.
They're down here taking blocks of 50 to 70,000 feet.
Sounds like a great client.
Yeah, it's a great client. So what is remarkable is we have three or four of these entrepreneurial groups that are basically like Regis, and that is they lease a block of space.
Right.
And they bring in all the smaller firms and small operators and sublease to them.
Right.
Or sign license agreements with them.
Uh-huh.
So that's the most dynamic thing happening in our industry right now.
It sounds great. So technology's impacting that, because I got to believe that it makes it easier for people to co-locate.
No question. That is the whole secret of the game.
Now, when they're co-locating, are they, I'm going to use a word I really hate, curating the people, carefully selecting the people that are going to locate so they have synergistic effect?
You know, it's like the old mortgage days. They put a mirror under the nose, and if it shows any indication, then they're signed up.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Then I guess pretty much everybody in America qualifies. Now, we're here in a very unique position internationally. I know this conference is starting. I know you want to go. I just want to ask you one more question. You and I first became acquainted a while back, and was with the Beacon Council, where I saw you really get involved.
Yes.
The first time. Internationally, it's always seemed to me that it was a no-brainer that Miami would continue to expand. We had a couple of, you know, blips. What do you see with the international market in the next 3 to 5 years here?
Well, the challenge in the near term is the currency situation because of the strength of the dollar. So the Brazilian currency has dropped 60% in 2 years. Argentina the same way. Venezuela, we all know. So our traditional feeder markets are really suffering on the currency side. So that's going to impact the investor community and our condo buyers. Now, on the trade basis, our trade numbers are still doing very, very well. So basic business is doing great, but I would say that the investor community is going to take a little breather.
Hey, Jack, I want to thank you so much for bringing
Thanks,
your insight to the show. We look forward to having you on again real soon.
Great. Thanks.
We'll be back with more interviews from the CCIM 10th Anniversary Outlook Conference after this.